B104.3 with the cars. Good morning. This is Morning Go. And it is, what time is it? It's 7:51. It's time for the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
The Oprah special was last night. Y'all, it was different. We found out that Lisa Marie Presley kept her son Benjamin's body at her house for nearly 2 months after he had passed away.
She found like a very compassionate funeral homeowner who was a mother. And she said, well, look, if you do all these things, you can keep him in a room. You just have to have somebody tend and do all, you know, there's ways.
Like
to do
literally, she was having dry ice brought in mm-hmm. on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And what would happen? She would just sit with the body.
Yeah.
And cry. She was heavily grieving. She also had a tattoo artist come over to see the body so she and Riley could get matching tattoos. By the way, Riley Keough has written a book using tapes recorded by Lisa Marie Presley and some of her own experiences. Jenna Fisher from The Office was diagnosed with breast cancer last December, but after surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, she's now cancer-free and feeling great. Phew. Okay, thank goodness. Quinta Brunson received a heartfelt surprise from her family during her appearance on Kelly and Mark.
Oh my God! Wow!
Wait, who's everybody here?
Yeah, who is that?
That's my literal, like, family. Like, my sisters and my niece and my cousins.
Blood relatives.
I don't want to cry on TV. That's so crazy. And then family back there, I saw them first.
Guys, we're over there?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, that's so sweet. Brunson's promoting season 4 of Abbott Elementary. The stand-up special Seth Meyers, Dad, Man, Walking hits HBO on October 26th.
I could never hate my kids, you guys. I could never hate my kids. With that said, I hate how they roll dice. You're coming in too hot!
I mean, the dice fly across the room. Everybody knows your kids do that until they learn. Sales of those glitter freckles that Taylor Swift wore to Monday night's Chiefs game are up 2,500%. You should have seen that. I saw the labels coming off this company's machine. Check out the new trailer for Timothée Chalamet's Bob Dylan movie, A Complete Unknown.
Soon, 200 people in that room. Each one wants me to be somebody else. They should just let me be.
Let you be what?
Whatever it is they don't want me to be.
Again, A Complete Unknown hits theaters Christmas Day. Abigail Breslin is sharing her domestic abuse experience to raise awareness. In a recent video, she spoke at a Penn State event for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, emphasizing the importance of recognizing warning signs in relationships.
The best way that we can really prevent abuse in relationships is not tolerate it. When you start to notice somebody isolating your friend or yourself from other people, massive red flag. Get out of it before it gets deeper. And really demanding what you know that you deserve.
Yeah. Self-respect and not tolerating abusive behavior. Glad that Abigail Breslin is using her platform for good. Speaking of using your platform, Garth Brooks recently, last night, he briefly addressed the charges against him during his Facebook Live show Inside Studio G, and he emphasized that it could take 2 years to resolve the issue.
Because it is something that you cannot talk about. It's not, that's all we can say about it. So for those who joined us tonight to hear about that, I bid you a wonderful rest of your night, because that's the last we can say about it.
That's basically, he said, keep scrolling. Mind you, this is a civil suit. The accuser did not go to the authorities. She filed a lawsuit, and he actually countersued before she even filed hers. So the burden of proof is not as great in a civil suit. And speaking of burden of proof, Piers Morgan had to issue an on-air apology to Beyonce and Jay-Z after a guest on his show made some unfounded allegations against them. And speaking of dirt alerts, Kanye West and his wife were spotted together in Tokyo. just a day after those divorce rumors hit, again, with the PDA and the weirdness. So there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. Y'all, I really feel like I'm going to have to get a little brush or something and clean under my fingernails, because this one, didn't love it. I mean, I love it, but I don't. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I'm sorry.